This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 14 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The sun is setting across Israel. Tel Aviv is seeing a pleasant evening with mild temperatures. Jerusalem is cooler, with a light breeze making it a comfortable night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, we will turn the region into hell. Tehran threatens as the U.S. attacked in southern Iran. This coming from Israel Hayom, just in. Also, an unusual clash in Gaza. The UN accuses Hamas of raids on aid centers. This according to Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iran claims attacks on Bahrain, Jordan, and the Strait of Hormuz after recent U.S. strikes. JNS reported earlier today. Separately, Katz seeks a pardon for a soldier who killed a subdued Palestinian stabber. Times of Israel provided details earlier today. And finally, the U.S. completes a five-hour wave of strikes targeting Iran's commercial shipping capabilities. I-24 News covered this in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, a prominent commentator, shared just minutes ago about a threatening billboard in Tehran's Palestine Square. Al Arabiya English reported 15 minutes ago that Oman condemns missile threats targeting Saudi Arabia's southern region. Middle East 24 posted earlier today that Israeli and Lebanese delegations have begun bilateral negotiations in Rome. Let's go deeper. Starting with Tehran's threats following U.S. military actions in southern Iran. A senior advisor to the Iranian parliament issued threats in response to President Trump's statements. Israel Hayom highlighted the potential for escalating tensions as both nations increase their rhetoric. The region holds its breath as diplomatic channels appear strained. Turning to Gaza, where the UN accuses Hamas of conducting raids on aid centers, the deputy coordinator for the Middle East envoy noted Hamas's violent actions and exploitation of humanitarian efforts. According to Israel Hayom, these allegations could impact international aid to Palestinians, complicating efforts to provide much-needed relief. Meanwhile, Iran's claims of attacks on Bahrain, Jordan, and the Strait of Hormuz come after U.S. military strikes. JNS reported that the UAE alleged Iranian attacks on tankers resulted in one death and several injuries. This situation raises concerns about the security of key maritime routes and could disrupt oil supplies globally. In a related development, Defense Minister Katz has requested a pardon for Elor Azaria, the soldier who killed a subdued Palestinian stabber. The Times of Israel noted the move aims to preempt the automatic expungement of Azaria's record. This case has previously highlighted deep societal rifts within Israel, and the pardon request may reignite public debate. Finally, the U.S.'s recent military actions involved strikes aimed at Iran's ability to target commercial shipping. As covered by I-24 News, these strikes follow an Iranian cruise missile attack on UAE oil tankers. The international community watches closely, as further military engagement could destabilize the region further. On the economic front, first, Reichmann University students are making impactful decisions as part of the Impact Lab course. Walla Business reported students will distribute 500,000 shekels to nonprofits after evaluating their effectiveness. This initiative promotes social responsibility and analytical skills among future leaders. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlighted a trend among Israeli companies offering summer gifts to employees. From gift cards to vacations in Sicily, these gestures are part of welfare policies aimed at boosting employee morale and retention. And finally, CTEC discussed Israel's position in the global AI race. Despite not leading in data centers or chip production, Israel focuses on innovation and niche areas in technology. This approach could redefine Israel's role in the international tech landscape. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.